All right, now the hard part, trying to find the results. Because it's a qualitative article, there's probably going to be many results. So hopefully I'm able to find them and identify them. I might have to make a few videos, but we'll see if I can do this. All right. So I'm skimming to seeing actually how they're doing this. Okay, so it's going through each child. There's a lot. So nine, it should be the last one. All right. That's the conclusion. All right. So I'm probably at first going to just pick one of these and try to kind of find what they're doing. I'm gonna look at keywords. See if something is familiar to me that I can use. Sorry, just kind of reading something that works. Okay, apparently here they're comparing different children, so let's see what this says. And hopefully it is a result. Okay. So they're pretty much, just based on this, I'm assuming that they're just going to be comparing the children, to see who uses Swedish, who doesn't use Swedish. So I'm thinking there's not going to be too much of a result in this section. So I'm going to have to look at the conclusion, which is really okay. Yes. All right. I should also mention that usually in a qualitative article, when they're having the results or findings or discussion, that they would actually be discussing some results. But apparently they are not doing this. For quantitative articles, this would most definitely happen. I have no idea what this means. I guess this is how much they were using different languages in different activities or situations. That's the analyze methods. Yes. So for quantitative articles, there'll probably most likely be a section results or findings, and then each kind of paragraph will highlight a key result. In qualitative, some articles do the same thing, but apparently this article doesn't. So I'm going to make a video on the conclusion, kind of pointing out how I would find the key result and conclusion of the article.